It's Thursday Night Football. It's Color Rush uniforms. It's Packers-Bears. What's not to like? Time for final thoughts. All right, Wes, what's at stake?
Mike, a good chance here for the Green Bay Packers to end this four-game homestand on a high note. We talked about last year, and they mentioned how difficult it was trying to win these games at Lambeau Field in the division. They knocked off one check mark against the Detroit Lions. Now another chance to get some revenge here against the Chicago Bears.
Yeah, you want to avoid that two-game losing streak heading into a little mini-bye here. And I say what's at stake is an extension of what Wes said, kind of the whole mojo of the team and the season right now. Packers are dealing with a lot of injuries. They're coming off of a tough loss against the Dallas Cowboys. You're about to head out on the road after this little break to face Atlanta, an NFC contender that looks awfully strong. The mojo of this team is at stake. You got to get this win and get to 4-2. Wes, your player to watch.
Mike, I'll have my eye on Demetri Goodson in this game. You look at Quentin Rollins and Demaryius Randall. Both these guys are hard-pressed to play in this game, according to Mike McCarthy. That means the Packers could be down their top three cornerbacks. And Goodson has never actually made an NFL start before. Did play a lot in Carolina a year ago. Packers have been high on him for some time. A really good natural athlete that's been making that conversion over to cornerback, learning the nuance of the position from Joe Witt. This is a big chance for him to show what he can do.
Yeah, got thrown into the fire last week against Dallas coming off the suspension, and looks like he's going to play quite a bit on Thursday night. Wes, I'm going to state the obvious. My player to watch is Aaron Rodgers. He's been under a lot of fire, a lot of criticism, people wondering what's wrong. He's talked about he needs to be more accurate on some throws that he's used to hitting. He needs to protect the ball better. He knows that. He's acknowledged those shortcomings. With the injuries the Packers are dealing with at running back and Eddie Lacy and all of that, more of the responsibility here could fall on Aaron Rodgers to get the Packers a win. This is his game to shine. It's his game to win. It's the little things, Wes. What do you got?
Nile Davis, Mike. This is going to be a chance for him to come in and show what he can do in his first step as a Green Bay Packer. Now, we don't know how much we're actually going to see of him in this game trying to pick up the offense on a short week. But at the same time, the Packers very well might need to have him active in this game. We see his measurables. We see the things that he can do in terms of the speed and what he could potentially bring to this offense. I think he could have an impact on this game. We'll just see how much of it it'll be.
Yeah, okay. And my little thing is special teams. Somewhat lost in the frustration of the loss to the Cowboys is that I think the Packers had their most impactful game on special teams. They pinned a punt at the 3-yard line. They returned a punt. Trevor Davis had a 25-yard punt return. Ty Montgomery had a 40-yard kickoff return. If the Packers' special teams are starting to turn the corner and become more impactful, that can really help this club. Wes, the Packers win if they finish drives on offense. For all the struggles and all the criticism about the offensive side of the ball, the Packers have had their chances to score points, and they just haven't scored enough. A couple of turnovers in the red zone the last couple of weeks, settling for too many field goals when you get inside the red zone. If the Packers finish drives, they'll score enough points, and they'll get their fourth win of the season.
Yeah, I agree, Mike. And I also think the Packers will win this game if the secondary performs the way it did against the Giants. They were shorthanded in that game as well without Demaryius Randall and Sam Shields. Now you might be without those top three guys, but still the potential's there with this defense, particularly with HaHa Clinton Dix and Morgan Burnett over the top. If you're able to contain those receivers from the Bears and play like they did against the Giants, I think the Packers come out of this one with a win.
All right, I like that too. With that, we'll sign off on final thoughts for now, but be sure to stay tuned to Packers.com throughout Thursday night's game. Follow the game on the social media channels, on the website, after the game, all your post-game stories and videos on Packers.com. Thanks for watching, everybody.